The Church, in her wisdom, sets out weekly readings from the Gospels. These readings allow us to follow the life and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and the story of our salvation. Upper Room Media presents to you the weekly Sunday homily delivered from Sydney, Australia.
He announced it many, many before the creation, after the creation, right through the Old Testament. After creation, when he said to the serpent, said to her, through Eve's seed, he will destroy your head, and you will destroy his heel. Right from the beginning, the Lord told us about his salvation. And later on we hear about the burning bush, which symbolizes the Virgin Mary. The Lord came inside her, but did not burn her. But what did he do? He made her more radiant, made her more beautiful, made her more glorious. That's exactly what happens with us as well. Although our Lord is consuming fire, but yet we come and take him inside of us in the altar, and he does not burn us. In actual fact, he burns all the wrong things in our lives, and he makes us more radiant, more beautiful, more holy. So right from the beginning, our Lord came to announce his coming. Announce his coming. St. Mary was born of a very holy family. Her parents dedicated her to the temple, and she was given to the temple from the age of 3. And then she was kicked out of the temple at the age of 12 or 13. And they made a lot to see who she was going to go to. And her lot was won by St. Joseph. And he was about 80 years old at the time. And when the angel appeared to her, said to Mary, God does the impossible. God does the impossible. And she accepted this responsibility. She accepted that passion for the impossible. Passion for the impossible. Mary, through her faith, made the impossible to be possible for the Lord to be incarnated. Virgin Mary accepted the task. The angel came to her and said to her, would you take the responsibility of having me to save the world? Would you accept me to be your God and Savior? And she accepted. She accepted. Do you think the angel only came to Virgin Mary? Every day and every moment the Lord comes to us and asks us, would you accept me as your Savior? Would you let me live in you like you did with Virgin Mary? Every moment of our life, the Lord asks that question. And what do we answer? Do we say yes or we say no? Or do we say yes, like the Virgin Mary, yes, Lord, we accept you and we follow you and we do everything that you tell us to do? Or tell him no, too busy, come back later. Come back later. There's so much pleasure in the world, so much pleasure in this life. I'll come back later. I haven't got time for you now. The Virgin Mary accepted all of this. Accepted all of this. With all the side effects. As Simeon told her, a sword will pierce your soul. Sword would pierce your soul. What does the world offer us? Offers us four things. It offers us power, honor, wealth, and pleasure. That's what the world offers us. But the godly people keep away from these things. Keep away from these things. They are not bad in themselves, as long as we don't make them gods for us. Power is beautiful, but as long as we know that God is number one in our lives. Honor is very good, as long as we still don't make it our God. Same thing with wealth or pleasures. They're all good as long as they don't become our God. Let's look at Virgin Mary. What power did she have? She was a servant girl in the altar, in the temple. What was her job? She was cleaning after all the dirt that took place after the slaughter of the animals. She was cleaning the altar from all the blood and yuck and all of these things. That was his job, to serve in the altar. No power. No power. She was told to marry Joseph, who was 8 years old, and she was 12 or 13. She didn't say no. It's too old for me. I don't want to know. No power. Honor? What honor does she have? A servant girl in the temple, not known by anyone. Her parents died, very poor. What honor? Wealth? Obviously none. Obviously none. Pleasure? She was in the temple and she was a virgin. No pleasure. That's why she became number one in the world. Not just this world, in the heavenly as well. She was like her Savior. Like her Savior. Our Lord Himself was very humble. That's why He was perfect. Jesus Christ was truly humble. That's why He's perfect. When we are humble, we become perfect. Virgin Mary, she was very, very humble, and she was perfect. Look at the best three in the world. Jesus Christ, number one, he was very humble, and he was perfect. Saint Mary, she was humble, and she became above the heavens. John the Baptist, because he was very humble as well, he became the greatest man ever born of a woman. humbleness makes us perfect. In this story we hear, some even another on the side, the story here, when St. Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, he's supposed to take her to the synagogue and be stoned to death. But he spared her that. And we're all surprised, why didn't Virgin Mary tell him? Why didn't she tell him about the Lord, the angel came to her and did the Annunciation? She thought in herself, with her faith, that the Lord would intervene. And the Lord did. What about us, as families? Instead of quarreling all the time, instead of fighting, having problems with each other, why don't we become silent and let the Lord solve our problems? Often enough, we fight about trivial things and sometimes important things because we have different opinions. But why don't we let the Lord solve our problems? Be silent. Be silent like the Virgin Mary. She was silent. And because of her silence, the Lord had to intervene and came in and gave the solution. He taught St. Joseph the whole story. This is, listen for us. Instead of having families that have a lot of problems, be silent. Be silent. Let the Lord work inside you. He'll give you the solution. But give him a chance. Instead of straight away you argue and everyone has earned opinion and is determined to, for his opinion to go through. Let's be silent. Let's be like the Virgin Mary. Silent. And the Lord will solve the problem. If we do that, we'll have all our families happy. All our families will be full of joy. Full of joy. Because the Lord will be in the midst of them. Now, if we think the Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, is our mother, we try to learn from her that the world seek all these things, that we should seek the glory of God. If we make the Virgin Mary our mother, what happens? Automatically, we be in the family of God, which is our mother. And then we become brothers of Christ, as he wanted us to be. We become friends of Christ, we become brothers to him, brothers and sisters. So if we make the Virgin Mary our mother, we'll become automatically in the family of God. How beautiful would that be? Everyone seeks to be in a family of a royal people or an important family. But we have here the best, the highest family on earth and in heaven. We need to be like the Virgin Mary. Humble. Peaceful. Obedient. Faithful and silent. If we become in her family, we'll automatically be in the family of God. How wonderful would that be? Let's all be perfect in humility until we become perfect. And glory be to God. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.